You can't stand the truth unless you're willing to listen to straight talk about Jesus. Hello. The question today is, who does God say that Jesus is? Last time we asked the question, who do you say that Jesus is? Turn with me to the book of Colossians, chapter 1, starting with verse 5. This is who God says Jesus. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. In John chapter 14, he said, Philip, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. If you know me, you know the Father. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Verse 16, for by him, by Jesus, all things were created. Everything that exists was created by Jesus himself. He is the creating force within the Godhead being the one true God who eternally exists as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. By him, all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, the things we can see and the things that we can't see, thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things, listen to this, please. All things, that includes me and you, were created through Jesus and for Jesus. God says that all of us were created through Jesus and we're created for him. Does my life reflect, does your life reflect that I'm living out the purpose that I was created for Jesus? Verse 17, Jesus is before all things, and in Jesus all things hold together. This earth, the gravity that holds us to the earth, the atmospheric pressure that allows us to exist, that enables us to breathe, which allows human life to exist, are held together in Jesus Christ. He's the head of the body. If you've been born again, you're a part of that body. You're born into the body of Christ. He is the head of that body. He is the beginning. He is everything. He is the one who is above all else. He is preeminent. In him, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through Jesus to reconcile all things, making peace by the blood of his cross. That's who Jesus is. God says that Jesus is the creator. All of those things were created not just through him, but for him, and he holds it all together. Does my life reflect that place that Jesus has? If not, why not? If so, what can I do today to make that even stronger? Amen.